For the fifth time in 15 years, the state of Washington is fighting the federal government in court over Hanford cleanup. The state's top cleanup watchdog in Richland plays a major role in that case, and she grew up just downstream from the nuclear site. Correspondent Anna King has our next installment of Daughters of Hanford.
We're on a bobbing dock on the Columbia River. Jane Hedges used to play on docks like this, swimming with her friends in summer.
It was just gorgeous.
Hedges' father worked as an accountant at the nuclear site just north of here. She now realizes the water she was playing in was contaminated with the leftovers from producing plutonium. But back then,
I don't think I really had any idea exactly what they did. I knew there were reactors, you know, and they made something.
Hedges clearly remembers the day that she started to grow up a bit. Hedges was doing environmental work for the government in the Puget Sound. One day in the early 90s, she picked up a newspaper, read a headline. It declared a burping underground tank of radioactive waste at the site. Officials were afraid a tank called SY-101 was venting flammable hydrogen gas.
And it was like, what? You know, my mom and dad still live there. My sister still lives there. You know, what is going on?
Looking back on that moment now, she thinks she might have been naive about her hometown. Later, she moved back. She did environmental consulting work for counties. She eventually landed a job working on Hanford cleanup for the state. One day, she took a tour of Hanford. She climbed to the top of the H reactor on the Columbia River, and it hit her.
I think the shock initially of how much waste was dumped on the surface of the ground and the variety of chemicals that were used. And, you know, it was just mind-boggling, really.
Like the headline, it was another awakening. She saw massive pits in the earth where workers had dug away contaminated soil. Some were hundreds of feet long. And then she knew there were 177 aging tanks of radioactive waste underground, some leaking.
The contrast of turning one way and looking and seeing, you know, the river and then looking across it and seeing, you know, the homes and the agriculture that was there and then turning and looking back, it certainly brought everything that was being done into a really clear focus.
Hedges became the top state ecologist in Richland the year after she saw that, overseeing 70 people. The state and the federal government are in litigation over tank waste cleanup deadlines again. Hedges helped strike the last contentious agreement back in 2010, but timelines are not on track. Hedges' job is to support the state's case in a lawsuit.
We're here again. That's very hard. That's really hard. We had delays. We agreed to delays. But we were moving in a positive direction. And then you kind of go back to where you started from in some ways. It can be really challenging.
Those leaking tanks aren't that far from the Columbia and the docks of her youth. I'm Anna King in Richland.